Everybody doing okay this morning? There we go. All right. I want to talk to you about something that I learned a long, long, long time ago. And the people who taught me this are no longer alive. You want to guess who those people were? My mom and dad. Growing up, I was a normal kid just like you. And one of the things my dad taught me is that, Bill, you always respect authority. Now, one of the ways he taught me to do that was any time I met one of his friends, I had a special way I was supposed to greet them. I would go, "How are you doing, Mr. Ashburn?" You know? I always had to address the adults in my life, not by their first name, but by their last name. Also, my dad told me that one of the things I had to do was respect my teachers. Now, he had a rule. They don't do this rule. Maybe they should. But they had a rule in my family that if you got a whipping at school, you got real trouble at home. And so I was scared to death to get in trouble at school. And I had a problem. You want to guess what my number one problem was when I was your age in school? I got in trouble all the time for this. You want to guess what it was? What did somebody say? What did you say, Wanda? Talking. Wanda, how would you ever know? I would get my grades, and then, you know, they had that little area where they could make comments, and it would always say, "Billy talks too much." Always. But I tell you what, it wasn't until junior high until I got a spanking. I only got one, and it was in junior high all through school because I knew if I got in trouble at school, the teacher would call my mom and dad. But here's what I want you to see. I'm going to tell you how to get ahead in life. Y'all are young, so you want to get ahead in life. When someone gives you something, you say, "Thank you." When you want something, instead of say, "I want candy," you know what you say? You say, "Please, may I have some candy?" Here's the other one. When you do something wrong, you know what you have to say? "I'm sorry." So those three words need to be in your mind and in your life. Thank you. Please, I'm sorry. If you do those three things, you're going to be so much further ahead of everybody else your age. And you know what? I have to tell you this. You need to respect people in authority. Policemen, one of the things that bothers me is how they don't get any respect anymore. Teachers, they don't get respected anymore. Adults, it's vanishing in our world. And yet the Bible says this. Listen, it says this. 1 Peter 2:17. Respect everyone, even the people you disagree with. Respect everyone and love the family of believers. Fear God and respect the King. That means you respect everyone. Now, that doesn't mean you agree with everyone. Doesn't mean you like everyone. But you respect people. And we live in a world of disrespect. But we as believers need to be different. Okay? Those three words, please, thank you, and sorry, are huge for getting you ahead in life. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for every one of these kids. I want your best for them. And Lord, they can make a difference in their school, in their homes, and in our world. And I pray, Lord, they will remember those three words. Please and thank you and sorry. Those are so important. In Jesus' name we pray.